The Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
He speaks to all of us in various ways. I don't speak to me audibly. He speaks to me in my spirit, and it's just something that I know. Right on, I can't tell you what it is. I just know that I know that I know that I know. And that's how he speaks to me. He shares with me, and he took me as a little Samuel. But I knew I was peculiar as a kid. Was always separated, and in order to specifically be used by God, the first thing that will happen is God will separate you from outside influences and influences that will cause you not to hear him and circumstances that may not be pleasing for you. He always first and in that separation comes consecration. He comes to your part, the work that he has called you to do. Young Samuel at 12 years old, set apart, he's consecrated at the temple, and Samuel did not become great. He lived a life that was consecrated and dedicated to the Lord as he ministered in the temple. First, after we're consecrated and separated, we must from the traffic. Too much noise. We're often distracted and on the telephone, social media, driving, talking, and we wonder why we can't hear God's voice. Distracted. Samuel, in other words, a praying mother. Hannah prayed and she gave that gift back to God. And that's what we should be doing when God blesses us with a gift. We should give that gift. God could use that gift to bless others in our midst. But we fall short sometimes. We allow ourselves to be cause and all of the things that we're going through. But I found out something. You've got to go through. And I don't know what you're going through, but you've got to go through it. Stop delaying the inevitable. Go on and suck it up and go through it. Be transparent like I always will be. The last year and a half, Pastor, has been for me. God has somehow allowed me to be on the backside of the desert, and he that I used to depend on to bounce things off of and to kind of like get feedback. Up to 14 months, he hasn't allowed that. He's had me in a place where I couldn't look nowhere but up. I could only see him, and he said, you're not there by accident. That's where I want you. And some of the most difficult times have been through that darkness and through that unexpected turns, and I thought that I had enough wisdom and understanding, but I still always had to go back to him and go back to the Word and read some of the things that he had. And what I found out that he was not sharing anything new. Everything that he was sharing had already been revealed. Some of the things that we're going through, he's already shown it to us. We try to ignore it. We don't want to walk through it, but the process is what brings on the maturity in our lives. And so that even through this new movement that we have through our young people, he's maturing them, and the process is grace in which he will use them for such a time as this. Second thing you need to understand when God is to position yourself in a safe place. What I mean in a safe place, position yourself around think like you think. See, you don't need people talking contrary to what God says. You know, I used to feel into me and they would say, God ain't showed you all of that. And God wouldn't. And I had to stop saying that because what I found out, God didn't. He told it to me. And they wasn't going to understand what he was talking about to me. Dealing with God reveals it only to you. Have you ever wondered why you only have a unique fit? Wonder why your DNA doesn't match up with anybody else's? God didn't make you like that by accident. He defined like that because the assignment that only you are made for. Look at Samuel. And God called him personally. Called him by name. Need the temple to hear God's voice. But he did need an old man. It's not my voice that you're hearing, but it's the voice of the one who called me. See, young people, you may not be paying attention a lot of times when you come to church. You might be sitting in the back. You might be doing all those things. But when you find yourself in a midnight hour, I believe that preached and prophesied to you will begin to rise up in you to show you direction and give you insight the things that you're going through. Look what it did. Samuel did not, but it was through the old man Eli that he came to find us. Who are you leading to God? Pastor, I had an experience the other night while I was ministering. It blessed me. I was teaching, and at the end of the service, a young boy come up to the side, and he said, Pastor, he said, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. God that you're talking about tonight, can you share with me a little bit more about? He said, for some reason or another, tonight, the way you explained it, I want to get to know it. It flowed down my eyes because I realized even the word that I be ministering some intention. But he came and he said, Pastor, share with me that I might understand who this God is that you're talking about. I took his name to the side with him and I asked him, did he want to accept? He said, I'm not ready to accept him, but I still want to hear a little bit more about him. It let me know that he was open. See, a lot of times we want to force it on. We want to push it down on him and put our hand, all of that. No, but I share with him. I said, the God that I'm sharing with you tonight is a God that I've shared with experience. I said, I can't tell you what I've heard. I can only tell you what I've walked through and what he's done for me. Of person. He loves you. He loves you just as much as he loves me. He gave tonight what I have right now. I said, but when you're ready, all you've got to do is confess and say, Father, I invite you into my heart. Come in and take my life. I haven't heard back from him, but you know what? It has caused me, Pastor, to pray for him every morning. And I pray for him because that's what we're standing in need of today. Leading. Let me give you this third point, and I'm going to be out of your way. The third thing that we need to do is pledge your commitment. When God calls you and he speaks to you, he's going to separate you yourself in a place. He wants you in a safe environment. And then pledge yourself to a faithful community that only tailor-made for you. Can't tell you how to do it. I can only give you the words and let God show you how to do it. There's someone right now, God has given you an idea, given you a design. He's given you some things out, but he's allowed you to come to the temple just to get a revelation to realize it was that idea. Every Samuel needs an Eli, needs a Samuel. Think about that. It was the old ministry that made an impact on me. I was preaching one day, and I used to strictly go word for word off my notes and everything, and he said, "Did God call you?" He said, "Then don't rely on the notes. Rely on God." Laying down, use the notes to stay on point, especially when I'm out and on a time limit and things. But because your servant is listening. Listening. Hearing with the intent to obey. Intent to obey. Serve the Lord, because you may not have this chance anymore. Back home tomorrow to a relative funeral. Serve the Lord. Have the chance. I can hear the old folk singing this old hush. Somebody's hush, hush. I don't know about you, but you know what? I want to be somewhere waiting to hear my name. Play softly this song as we stand all over the church today. I want to share with you this today. God knows your name. By Tasha Cobb. Think about it. He knows your name. And if he doesn't know your name, he knows your address, even down to the zip code. Deborah, he's speaking to you. You. Jonathan, he's speaking to you. Michael, Larry, he's speaking to you. He's speaking to you. Kathy, he's speaking to you. Listen for your name. Martha, Dennis, Stephen, he's speaking your name. You may not hear an audible voice, but a unction in your spirit that's still him calling you. I invite this morning, if you're not sure of the calling, come to the pastor, but give your heart to the Lord. And he will reveal the mysteries of his word. From the very foundation of the creation, he spoke. Over 2,000 years ago, he said, you would be at Antioch Church, November 2nd, 2025, when I call your name. Validate the assignment that I placed on your life. Don't miss him this morning. Don't allow the distractions. Don't allow anything calling and responding when you hear your name. Moving on the inside, chaotic situation, present help in a time of trouble. Trouble had knocked on your door, you're blessed. You don't have to go looking for trouble. Trouble, that's why you've got to be prayed up. But he does need you this morning.